LeBron James cancels airing of Kanye West interview over hate speech. By Warner Todd Houston on October 12, 2022. LeBron James and his Spring Hill Media Company announced they will not air their latest episode featuring an interview with Kanye West over the rapper's hate speech. The media company says that in the episode, in which James did not participate, West doubles down on his anti-Semitic comments, according to the New York Post. James's business partner, Maverick Carter, noted that the episode of The Shop has been pulled and will not air due to hate speech and extremely dangerous stereotypes the rapper uttered during the taping. Kanye was booked weeks ago and, after talking to Kanye directly the day before we taped, I believed he was capable of a respectful discussion, and he was ready to address all his recent comments, Carter wrote. But added that West used The Shop to reiterate more hate speech and extremely dangerous stereotypes. We have made the decision not to air this episode or any of Kanye's remarks. While The Shop embraces thoughtful discourse and differing opinions, we have zero tolerance for hate speech of any kind and will never allow our channels to be used to promote hate, Carter added. I take full responsibility for believing Kanye wanted a different conversation and apologize to our guests and crew. Hate speech should never have an audience, he concluded. The billionaire musician and entrepreneur was suspended from Twitter and Instagram last weekend after he made several anti-Semitic posts, including a warning that he intended to go to DEFCON 6, 3 on Jewish people and subsequent posts, Breitbart's Joel Polak reported on October 9. Polak noted that the recent spate of comments rose in the wake of West's interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson where the rapper slammed former Trump advisor Jared Kushner. But some of the comments may be rooted in West's unhappiness that Kushner's brother, Josh, invested more money in Kim Kardashian's clothing companies than West's. As Polak explains, West made several other posts on social media that got him suspended. Meanwhile, LeBron James himself has made many hateful, hurtful, and potentially dangerous statements for which he has never been canceled. 2 days after the Capitol riots, James took to Instagram to fan the flames of division and hate in America by saying that the only reason the predominantly white crowd of Trump supporters didn't get shot by the police is that we live in two Americas. James wrote, "Do you understand now? I know the answer to that," James continued. "You still don't cause no matter what happens you still won't be judged. Looked at crazy, chained, beaten, hung, shot to death cause of the color of your skin. Two Americas we live in and it was at full capacity live in direct yesterday in our nation's capital at the Capitol." James also said, "If those were my kind storming the Capitol, what would have been the outcome? And I think we all know. There's no ifs, ands or buts, we already know what would have happened to my kind if anyone would have even got close to the Capitol, let alone storm inside the offices, inside the hallways." In April of 2021, James tweeted a picture of a police officer who had used deadly force to prevent a black female teenager from getting stabbed to death by another black female teenager with the caption, "You're next." This a threatening message to an officer who was already at significant risk from merely doing his job. Though, despite LeBron's irresponsible, inflammatory, and inaccurate tweet, he was not kicked off social media or even suspended. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.